In 1994, I came back from America to join University College London as the Joel Professor of Physics Applied to Medicine. The group I joined had been established for about at least 10 years prior to that and had been responsible for obtaining the first phosphorus spectrum of a human brain. And a couple of the scientists were made fellows of the Royal Society on the basis of that, Dave Delpy and Oz Reynolds. And so it was had a really good reputation even before I came. And my input was on the imaging side, because they were famous for doing spectroscopy, and I was really bringing more of an imaging technology to them. Once I got back, I decided that I'd like to get into high field imaging and apply it to the Wellcome Trust. And the Wellcome Trust said, yes, but the environment we'd like you to do that research in is more the neuroscience environment. So they asked me to establish a new lab in Queen Square and funded the purchase of a 4.7T system, which was the highest field magnet in Europe at the time. Well, the high field gives you a larger signal strength, and you can use that signal strength to get either more accurate measurements or a higher spatial resolution. The other advantage that it gives you is that you can perform spectroscopy. The separation between the peaks in spectroscopy increases as the field strength increases, which enables you to more accurately measure the metabolites. And I discovered that at least half the groups in Queen Square were actually more interested in the MR spectroscopy side of the brain rather than the structural imaging. So I wanted a machine that would do both rather well. And 4.7T was the magnitude of magnet that it could be placed in the environment of the centre of London. Higher fields obviously require more and more iron. We've already got about 250 tonnes of iron in our magnetic shield. 70 would have required maybe 500 tonnes of iron. So the cost goes up and up. So basically, I wanted it for those two purposes. And I chose a scientific instrument manufacturer because the standard imaging companies, the Siemens, Philips, GEs of the world, just weren't offering anything more than 3 Tesla at the time. So I had to go with one of the scientific magnet manufacturers and one of the scientific instrument manufacturers for the spectrometer. And I went to Surrey Medical Instruments at the time, who later were taken over by Picker International, who were subsequently taken over actually by Philips. So that's the history. At the time, I had to choose them.